Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Michael Anderson, Georgia, capital police. It is Tuesday, and if you're on Central Standard Time in the middle of the United States, that is that I'm actually calling Missouri, but I'm actually in the country up to South Park. And in the background, audio playing right now, it feels crazy. Just record on 2019. Soundtrack, the photo shoot, the video, YouTube, the link here to Blog Talk Radio live session, and description of the show. You'll find the link to the YouTube channel where the tasking of the usual application by myself, my creator, Dr. B. Denia. This is a location in the South Caucasus that is originally filmed. That are considered like the Hollywood style, Hollywood level of film in the United States that took place and still takes place. This is the location of similar situations here when it was the Soviet Union. And I actually had taken photographs of a short film on the fashion show event, the film there, in which Cree was in that event. In that film, BC Fashion Week as a fashion. Later, she's won Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week off of the road, in which I had taken photos of her, collected and put into an actual exclusive photos slideshow just on Marie. And after that, I had began to seriously prepare for the asking the GeoModels agency here in Tbilisi, the capital city, which is a famous modeling agency here where a lot of models are in training and on this event. This is how I came to first photograph Marie, was on the solo exhibition at Tbilisi Fashion Week. Actually, there was also another Tbilisi Fashion Week in which I had seen Marie and photographed and filmed her on that event as well. But Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week was the last SS20 spring summer 2020 November. So it's been a little bit over 1 year ago. Tonight they had the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Tbilisi digital version due to the pandemic situation. So the fact that it has been just a little bit over a year gave me the inspiration to go ahead and not only ask her for a solo private photography session and some film work of her actually practicing, you know, actually performing the catwalk, the runway style walk at the funicular at Tatsminda, which in the capital city of Tbilisi is the holy mountain that is where the amusement park, Tatsminda Park, is located. It's usually a few degrees cooler up there because it is a location high above the capital city of Tbilisi, and it also overlooks the South Caucasus Mountains. There's panoramic views there, and the South Caucasus is known to be, you know, a place of traditions and mystery and just the grandest of beauty. And so in part of this short clip, which is one of the there's actually a playlist now of the films and photo slideshows that I have on Marie Sanaya, and specifically the Tasking of an Angel fashion shoot by myself, Michael Vanderpool, at that location. And this is outside of the fashion weeks, but she is a fashion model, runway fashion model, and that's how I came to first photograph her and to film her on those fashion shows at Tbilisi Fashion Week and Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, and that's how I came to ask GeoModels and, you know, and schedule this with her. And now we've got this playlist of films exclusively on Marie. And when you're looking at Feel Crazy, the Tasking of an Angel fashion shoot, you're looking at the film where there's a couple of kind of catwalk scenes there, but also a handful of photos with her the telescope, and this is the kind of telescope where, you know, you put in a coin or two and you're over the entire city of Tbilisi, you're able to take the telescope or the view of the mountains there. And it's just a grand view. And the way she walks up and puts her hands on the very edge of a epic 360, you know, it's just the most beautiful panoramic view. And she does it with such grace and alluring beauty and even an element of power, the radiance of this kind of confidence that a professional model has. It's fascinating. And so I want to get a little bit into the story about what this is really about, why the name, The Tasking of an Angel, as a fashion shoot, but it's also part of a photo story. And one of the things that Geo Models asked when I requested and booked session for Marie to model is it comes from a time when I was there back in 2015, 2016. And this is where former fiance fashion model Kate Latsinishvili, who was my former fiance, was there with me. And we had been taking photographs of Kate. And so right in front of the funicular restaurant, right at the same place where Marie walks over in this very a very confident fashion, and then she puts her hands out and she rests her hands on the ledge there, the overlook. And then she turns back and she looks right into the video camera. And it's precisely just a little distance from that location. In fact, the location exactly is in the film. As she's walking down from the steps, that very location, just about 25 to 30 meters from that location, is where Kate was standing in 2015 or 2016, and she was trying to get photos of herself. She was taking selfies, and I had the camera, and I was coming over to her because I was also going to take more more pictures of her. But she was a little bit frustrated, and she says, "Look, I'm trying to get a photo of the wind blowing my hair back." You know, typical fashion model, photo model look that is often attempted to be and is recreated in a photo studio. But when you're outdoors and you want the best natural light, unless you bring your reflector or, you know, your speed lights, your Octobox, you know, and all this stuff, if you want to bring those type of lights. But I'm actually an expat. I'm actually a traveler. I've been traveling expat style and tourist style for well over the last 16 years, and the majority of which has been here in the country of Georgia, which is in the South Caucasus Mountains. So it's the kind of travel that, although I've spent 13 months in Panama, 13 months in Ukraine, and that's not an exaggeration, that's not a coincidental, it just happened to have worked out that way. But with many trips during those 13 months back to the United States, of course, it's a lot easier when it's Panama because there's no jet lag. And one of the most difficult things for me has been overcoming jet lag, especially coming from the United States with a layover or a stopover in Europe, which I've taken anywhere from a week in Europe all the way up to, or all the way down to, you know, just like maybe a 2-hour layover, for example, on a fast stop in Amsterdam, you know, the airport over there in Holland. And so it's been different variations. And I have stayed in Switzerland for a period of 3 days, another period of 5 days. I've stayed in Rome for a period of about 5 days, but that's after spending, you know, another 5 days in Amsterdam when I had flown out from Italy another time. That particular time I'm just talking about, actually, I had come by train down there and flown through Dubai, Thailand, Australia, and had a 45-day stay in New Zealand, Auckland, one of the most prominent popular hostels there then. And so this is the kind of thing that gives me the world traveler experience in that expat style, but also tourist style, because all of the places I've been, however, I've been through 30 different countries for a shorter or longer period of time. And in each one of these countries, I typically can say that I've learned something new. I've seen, for example, I've been in Turkey many times, and I've traveled in by airport. I've also crossed the border from Georgia into Turkey, and those types of travel first started back in 2005 when I was in Georgia for the first time. With a former wife, and then at the first time when she was fiance, we got married here, and later divorced here in Tbilisi. But the whole experience of being in a country so dramatically historical and rich with a different cuisine, different traditions, different religion for that matter, as widely practiced there, and seven different climatic zones. It's a country, Turkey's a country that thrives, at least before the pandemic, and I'm sure it'll be that way again after the pandemic, but thrives on tourism. And with all the different climatic zones and all the different places and things to do, it's still yet a place that is largely unexplored for me. But it is a place where I spent time at Sumela Monastery, learning about the lost or forbidden book in the Bible, Saint Barnabas, who fled there and out of being persecuted as a Christian and wrote this, what used to be a biblical book, which is now one of the lost or forbidden books from the so-called Holy Christian Bibles. So, and Sumela Monastery itself is just an incredible tourist destination. When I was there, there was some people from Australia. There was Japan tourists there, and American. So it's a very important historical site, archaeological site, if you're into religious history and also specifically Christian history. So, but when you travel to all these different countries, and yet I've spent the majority of my time here in the country of Georgia. And so when I am able to make a film like this, which is, this particular one that I'm talking about tonight out of the series, The Tasking of an Angel, Feel Crazy. I was just working on the photographs from Marie and being at the telescope and looking out over, the Caucasus Mountains, looking out over the country of Georgia, looking out over the city of Tbilisi, which in the language translates to in English, warm waters, the warm waters. And there's a story behind that. It's also a historical, the founding of this city. It's an ancient city that's over 1,500 years old that has a tradition of celebrating the city's history. And being 1,500 years old, it's called Tbilisoba, and it's a street celebration that where they have shashlik, chicken, and also beef and different meats on a stick, for example, which is on a shish kebab, and that style of Georgians' legendary cooking of meats, which they are known for in this region of not only the meats, but the wine, of course, being one of the most ancient, archaeologically proven, factual cradles of wine of civilization of known history on this earth, is right here where I'm doing this live broadcast. And so when you see Marie in this film, which is linked to next to, the story behind the story here in the broadcast, you get the understanding that there is the story behind the story that I'm telling. So I don't want to dismiss at all the incredible huge history here with the things that I'm only beginning to touch upon, because it's much more exhaustive than what I have time for in this short broadcast over Blog Talk Radio about the story behind this. So I'll go back to my story there. That goes back to Kate, and this is what this photo story replicates. So it's not to leave out the other history. I acknowledge it, and I've acknowledged just a tiny bit of it now because there's so much more. And there's so many books at some of the wine shops here and so many museums and other books on the history of Georgia. It would take quite a long time to study it and to learn it all, let alone even touch upon it here in my mention of it in this Blog Talk Radio broadcast. So when I tell this story about Kate. It is the story about a magician, an occult magician, that tasks an angel in service. That angel that already has been in service and to raise the wind. And I had a story up about this experience before, where I'd actually used an elemental magic where you call upon the spirits of the air, for example, and the spirits of the water, the sylphs and the undines. And it was quite a different story. It was a story about going from faith to knowing. And the delay in magic that took place in this story, it was a story called A Refreshing Spray from Nature, was the basic title of that story that was published for many years on my Facebook in the notes section. And it has to do with, there was a delay in this type of magic, in which about 20 or 30 minutes later, when I had returned to the location, which I had made a command for the winds to bring up water off the lake to give me a refreshing spray. And that actually happened. And I'm not going to cover that entire story right now, because I need to get directly to the story behind this fashion photo shoot and this photo story, in which fashion model Marie Sanaya, I had to model this, to do the fashion modeling, in which relives this story. And so it's just a picture story, though. But the wind was very active that day, and that's why in one of the photographs you'll see she's it's a little bit darker, and it captures the silhouette, the darkness of her, the dress that she's wearing, and she's up there, and her hair is blowing back, and she's looking through that and down through the telescope over the city of Tbilisi and out over the mountains of the South Caucasus. And so this is capturing the essence of that, the power of nature, the power of the beauty of such a gorgeous woman such as Marie. But it's a demonstrative of what took place that day, in which there were four different commands the tasking of an angel, in which brought the winds up, and Kate's hair was blown back. And also, when we were walking up the very steps that Marie walks down in the film, and this particular version, because I have several versions of the photo shoot and this photo story, is feel crazy, because this is the audio soundtrack to this particular part of the photo shoot on the photo session, fashion photo session of the tasking of an angel. And so it was, in fact, too windy at some locations. There was the Underwheel Club with the new Ferris wheel, and we were going to do some photographs up there, but we decided pretty much at the very beginning we were going to attempt that. We were trying to capture the natural light, which any photographer that's, again, not bringing the reflectors or the speed lights or something like that, if you're going to work with natural light, the recommendation, if you're free and clear, we were not. Because we were on top of the mountain, Tatsminda, Holy Mountain, we were unable to capture some of the sunlight that we would have captured being in a normal, flat location, so to speak, away from the mountains. But typically you want to photograph or film within an hour of sunrise, or after sunrise, or within an hour of just before sunset, because you get that little bit of orange glow, that little bit of glow, natural light to the skin, and it's at the angle and in such a way that it's the perfect natural light. It's a preferred natural light, again, if you're not obstructed by a cloudy sky, or in this case we were on a part of the mountain where we didn't capture that as we would have preferred and as we had planned. However, in the clouds in the background, we did see that orange glow reflected on the clouds, and that's why after I posted some of the photos and told some of this story on Facebook and posting, that I had said, that's the orange that I had hoped, that glow, that radiance to capture on your skin. And I was talking about this, the fashion model, Marie Sanaya. So, but the part where she's going up the steps, it replicates the moment in the story back in 2016. It's a true story, where Kate is walking up the steps, and she turns to me and she says, because I say to her first, I say, well, what do you think? Because I had just demonstrated this magic, this calling upon, the tasking of an angel, calling up the winds on my command four different times. And she turns to me and she simply says, in a little bit of stress, a little bit of kind of like, wow, she just like, stop blowing my mind. And so as we sat there at the table, I had ordered some tea and coffee. We were looking out over the beautiful Caucasus Mountains, over the beautiful city of Tbilisi. And then I demonstrated to her task on command two more times how to call up and the ability to call up the wind and direct it exactly to where we were sitting immediately upon command. So this is the kind of story that I wanted to recreate in terms of a photo story, in terms of a fashion shoot with this very beautiful, exceptionally talented model, Marie Sanaya, because this is the theme that I tried to capture and recreate, because it has everything to do with magic, the beautiful power of, you know, beautiful Georgian model, beautiful Georgian woman. This is the power of nature. This is the power of the scenery, the beauty of the location, the fact that it had been and was historically was the location of, you know, our Hollywood style films. It was kind of sort of the Hollywood of Georgia, the Hollywood of the Soviet Union, so to speak. Those type of films often took place right there at the funicular restaurant or the Tatsminda, you know, the holy mountain in translated into English. So there was another very nice surprise, because as Marie and I and her mother walked over to the Underwheel Club, which I did not know existed, and I don't think they did either, there previous to that was a fountain there and several cafes and in a nice place over on the edge, the wall there, where you could take panorama style photos. Well, that's all done away, and there is now a huge Ferris wheel there, and there is this Underwheel Club beneath it. But there's this platform, and we began to take photos there on the steps, also on the side where there's no longer an edge wall like you see over in this film, if you're able to access it and link to from the Blog Talk Radio description here. And so it was a very beautiful background, because we did capture the best natural light, and some of that is in terms of the background. The incredible scenic view is a reflection of that sunlight, you know, the oranges and the blues and those hues from the clouds, the sunlight reflecting on the clouds. And so we had just an amazing experience, because the surprise was is that there's these stone monuments, the artistic monuments there of a human figure in one case and in a kind of a child's face or art in the next place. And so it gave Marie and I an excellent place to, you know, for her to pose and for me to capture the photography, the photos of her adorned next to or literally embracing those, or being, you know, in a contrast with those monuments there, with a completely natural cut rock backdrop to that. It was an enormously fortunate find. I had not yet seen it anywhere, photographed by anyone. And I can't tell you for sure how long that it's been there in that location. I can say that I never saw it, and I don't believe, as I said before, I don't believe that Marie or her mother knew of that location either. So I think it's maybe relatively new, but it's just a wonderful addition and a great find and a very pleasant surprise in our photography, in our planned photo shoot. Because quite frankly, in the front area of the funicular restaurant there at Tatsminda, that's where I wanted to capture, you know, the natural light of the sun and that radiance that it would create further on Marie's, on the model's skin. But because of the restaurant being actually, you know, in the way of that, it was really perfect and excellent that Marie was just went right on into the, you know, the catwalks, that the runway walk in terms of that being a part of the film and that recreating this part that I've just explained earlier, where the real story that is what I base this theme of this photo shoot on, this photo story, this fashion photo shoot. That's why she's doing it from up the stairs, because in this telling of the story, that's exactly how it was in terms of where this very true story took place. And that's why the name is The Tasking of an Angel, because it's actually quite ambiguous. There's actually a bit more to the story in terms of what I was doing here in Georgia at the time as part of a project in a voluntary way from the year 2013 forward into the year 2018. I have a friend here that said, you know, for me, you are like an angel. And then, of course, you know, when you have such a beautiful woman and she's your partner and, you know, and she's your best friend and that kind of thing, she's the person that you love, then that's your angel in terms of, you know, this kind of ideology, this kind of expression. Whether somebody's religious or not or believes in all that or not, that might be a whole different thing. But it is a common expression. So I went with that, and understanding that it very much has to do with the idea of the Kabbalistic Earthstone Angel in terms of the practice of magical evocation by Franz Bardon, in terms of what I actually did and what I actually practice, especially in this particular exact story. So this gives a lot of information in terms of what the actual photo story, the actual fashion shoot was about, and how it came to be in terms of the theme and in terms of the setting up of some of the posing, some of the, you know, the scenery, the location. It gives all these details about what I just talked about, so that, and I knew that I would be able to tell this for many years after. And then we'll have the photo sets, which I'm still working on finishing up, but a lot of it I've already released and published public. And this last film, I titled it Feel Crazy, because while working on the photos, this audio was playing in the background. I was going over, you know, about 8 or 10 audio tracks and listening to them, trying to find something that might be appropriate in terms of an audio track that would match that. And certainly, I believe we found it. So,
90 seconds.
In this, closing this out, we have about 70 seconds or so left here on this Blog Talk Radio broadcast on the, you know, the Super Love Feel Crazy Tasking of an Angel fashion show to fashion photo shoot story. This is it's really grand. It's really epic, especially if you love mountains, but also if you love grand scenery, epic scenery of the mountains there at Tatsminda, and you know, the park, the Holy Mountain, the funicular here in Tbilisi in the country of Georgia. And Marie is just a fantastic model. The fact that she's modeled on Fashion Week, Tbilisi Fashion Week, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. That's exactly how I came to photograph her and to film her on these events and to choose her to dream for quite a while, at least over a year now. In fact, just about a year and 2 weeks to do this kind of film, to do this kind of photography on Marie. So I'm very thankful to GeoModels, and that's GeoModels Modeling Agency here in Tbilisi, Georgia, because without them, of course, this wasn't I would have not come across or had the opportunity to photograph and film Marie. She wouldn't have likely been on the Fashion Week. So in any case, thanks for listening. This is Michael Vanderpool, and this is about the film on YouTube, Feel Crazy, Tasking of an Angel, Fashion Shoot by Michael Vanderpool with Marie Sanaya. Thanks for watching. Have a wonderful evening, everyone, and hope you enjoyed the story about the tasking of an angel.